Right now, I guess we can check sports. And if we check sports, you know, I've been a Yankee fan my whole life, and I am a Yankee fan. I'm done with them this year. I just, you know, I'm already waiting for the start of football season. And for the rest of the season, as long as they keep playing well, I'll be rooting for the Mets to get in. The Yankees are just a team that is absolutely lost. I will be absolutely surprised if they keep going like this, if there isn't a managerial change. They need something. They've got a team now that for 3 years in a row won over 100 games a year. All right? And this team right now is just not playing, not performing, not doing anything. They lost last night to the Angels 5-3. Mets, meanwhile, got beat by the Nationals 8-4. The Red Sox got by the Royals 6-5. That's what we have in baseball. So, once again, the Yankees are just so disappointing this year. You know, if you're a fan of a team, I don't get mad when they lose. I get disappointed. Like last year, the New York Giants in football improved. Their attitude improved, their play improved. They were close to winning a very poor division, even though they had an up and down year. But they showed improvement and they came together as a team. The Yankees are just lost. I just can't understand why or how that can happen with the amount of talent that is on that team. Yeah, they got some problems. But come on, this is a team that won 100 games a year, 3 years in a row. Only reason they didn't win 100 games last year because of the COVID. But anyway, that's enough on the Yankees. It's just, like I said, I'm already on waiting for football season to start. NBA, yesterday, the Clippers versus the Phoenix Suns. The Clippers defeated the Suns 116-102. That series now is 2-3. The Clippers have won two, and Phoenix has won three. Phoenix needs to win just one more game to move on. Meanwhile, over in the East, Milwaukee leads that series 2-1. They last played on Sunday. I do believe that they will be playing today, the Bucks and the Hawks, at 8:30. All right? And then tomorrow, the Suns and the Clippers, once again, will be playing. Let's go over to the National Hockey League. It is time for the hockey results. And in yesterday's game, the Montreal Canadiens and Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay defeated Montreal 5-1. They lead that final series 1-0. 1-0. And Mike Causey and I were talking about how it would be nice to see the Montreal Canadiens win. All right. Is it going to happen? I don't know. I just don't know. But we can hope. All right. Seeing as there's no other. What the heck? I got to root for the Canadiens. They're a classic. They're like the Yankees of the NHL. And you'd like to see them back in the win. Now, speaking about the National Hockey League, the NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said time is running out to reach a deal to send players to the Winter Olympics. That means it looks like we will not have NHL players right now playing in the Olympics. All right. Now, NCAA, they lost a big court case at the Supreme Court. Now, all of a sudden, they want to try to stay relevant. So the NCAA Division I Council recommended that the Board of Directors adopt an interim policy to suspend amateurism rules so college athletes could make money off their name, image, and likeness. It took them this long to get to that point. They're crafting like an interim rules to try to get through this whole thing. So. And we didn't really talk a lot about it yesterday, but the Travelers. Amazing. An 8-hole playoff. These are guys that played 18 holes 4 days in a row, and then on the fourth day, they played an additional 8. That is 26 holes of golf on a hot and humid day. And it took 8 holes when English won that championship. There's always some amazing things that happen at the Travelers. And I remember as the Greater Hartford Open, Sammy Davis Jr.'s Greater Hartford Open, and now the Travelers. It's just a real big-time sporting event, and it's nice to have it here in the Nutmeg State. All right, that is our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.